Beware the Ides of March.
What man is that?
A soothsayer bids you beware the Ides of March.
Set him before me. Let me see his face.
Fellow, come from the throng. Look upon Caesar.
What sayst thou to me now? Speak once again.
Beware the Ides of March.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the Ides of March, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the Agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, a new augmented reality app about the experience of Japanese Canadians in the internment camps during the Second World War is now available. We'll find out about it from Anne Canute, a UBC student and creative consultant on the project whose grandparents survived the camps. We'll also keep you in the loop on what's going on around town, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, it's spring. It's the middle of spring. It's the Ides of March. It's the 15th. It's that day. There's some kind of drumming thing going on outside. Can you hear that? There's a big gathering going on outside the room. We've got quite a show for you today. Let's just get started. We're going to start with some music. This is our dear friend, Mr. Reed Jameson. Okay, I haven't been here for a while. I'm going to have to start all over again. Let's do that, and that.
I'm holding back time for one more
slow motion kill. Nothing the daylight brings will ever feel like this. It's good inside.
It's good inside.
And that's, I think that's off their new one. That's Reed Jameson and Slow Motion Kiss. And sitting across from me now is Anne Canute. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. Anne is a UBC student. You're in your fourth year here.
I am, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what you're studying.
So my major is cognitive systems, mm-hmm. Which is kind of an intersection between computer science, psychology, linguistics, and philosophy. And then my minor is in Asian Canadian and Migration Studies.
Mm-hmm. So this project is sort of right down your academic aisle too.
Not
just the fact that your family's involved. So let's talk a little bit about the project itself. It's called East of the Rockies, and it's an augmented reality app that you can get for your phone or your iPad and that. And it talks about the experience of Japanese Canadians who were interned during the Second World War. And for those who don't know the history, this is something that actually happened in 1942. Canada declared war against Japan, and the federal government imposed what was called the War Measures Act, which I learned about in the 70s when we were, when the federal government was going into Quebec, mm-hmm. to round up French people. But we used it in World War II to round up, but not just the Japanese, but also Italian Canadians and German Canadians and that, and just sort of got them away from the coast as a way of kind of isolating people who the government thought would be a threat to the nation. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just recent immigrants or people that were acting suspiciously. It was anyone who, even people that were born in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And your grandmother was an example, the writer Joy Kagawa.
Yeah, she was. My grandmother was born in Canada, was very much a Canadian citizen, but mm-hmm. but did end up in the internment camps, so... Yeah, it's quite a sad history. It's quite tragic when you really think about it.
It really is. Her birthplace, her house in Marple, still exists. It's now a historic site, which I just mm-hmm. discovered this morning.
It is, yeah.
Kind of a cool thing that I'd like to check out. But they were removed from their homes,
mm-hmm.
and sent away. In her case, to a town called New Denver, which is in the Western Kootenays, in the Slocan Valley, and set up in concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote about the experience, and that novel that she wrote in the 80s has now become a basis for this new app. Tell us a little bit about that. It's an augmented reality experience.
Yeah, so East of the Rockies is an augmented reality experience, as you were saying, kind of based off of the experiences of folks who would have gone through the internment It's not, you know, directly adapted from Obasan, but it's a similar story, you know. Mm-hmm. And it goes through three chapters, essentially. So the first one is in the internment camps themselves in Sulcan. And then the next one is after, you know, they were able to leave the camps, but and then relocate east of the Rockies, which mm-hmm. is what the title is adapted from. At that time, even leaving the internment camps, people were only allowed to live east of the Rockies if they were Japanese.
So even then, they couldn't come back to their original
homes.
Yeah,
even then, there was no option to go back to where they, you know, really felt like home. Mm-hmm. So the second chapter takes place in kind of, it's a fictional town in Alberta, and it goes over kind of the hardships of, you know, having to work on the farm and the kind of the racism that was experienced there. And the third chapter is from the point of view of the granddaughter of the main character, Yuki, who we follow through the story.
Mm-hmm.
And she's looking back on her grandmother's diary and looking at these mementos that she had kept with her and experiencing the story and processing it for the first time and kind of reflecting her own cultural identity and her own experiences in relation to that.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's, you know, it's based on your grandmother's writing, so there's definitely a personal connection for you involved in it. When did you first learn about this experience, about the internment camps?
Yeah, I mean, I think my upbringing was quite unique in that my grandmother talked about it a lot
mm-hmm.
when I was growing up. I think most people from her generation don't talk about it at all.
Yeah.
So I learned about it from a pretty young age. I would say I was maybe 7 or 8 when she really started to talk to me about it. She kind of just presented this as an integral part of her own life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I took it in, as something that was, you know, fundamental to my grandmother's experiences and fundamental to my family history.
And that was sort of the age that it happened to her.
Yeah.
When she was 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So she's sort of bringing you along at the same age.
Yeah, it's kind of always this reminder of, like, this is, you know, kind of where my family comes from, and mm-hmm. this is what has shaped us. And it's interesting kind of learning that as a personal family experiences, and then, you know, not learning about it in school, really, but
yeah.
once I got to university, it started to become something that I actually really wanted to study outside of my own family history as well, and think about, because I think up until that point, I hadn't really thought that deeply about the fact that, like, oh, this is, you know, a broader Canadian history, not
yeah.
just my family. This
yeah.
is, you know, something that really happened to a lot of people.
So let's get into the actual the app itself, mm-hmm. the East of the Rockies. Is this something that Joy herself initiated, or that was brought to her? How did that get started?
Yeah, so a company in Toronto called Gem3 came up with the idea for the project.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they wanted someone who had a lot of experience writing about it, so they reached out to my grandmother, and she just kind of jumped right in. She was
yeah.
like, I have no idea what AR is. Like, I'm in my 80s, but let's go for it.
Yeah.
And they were looking for someone who would be able to comment on the experiences of, I don't know, the, I guess, so-called millennial perspective,
mm-hmm.
And be able to work on the scripts, developing that part of the story. So I was able to work on that.
Yeah.
And then I ended up voicing it just because it happened to work out with what they were looking for.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
You know, that you just sort of start out helping out, and all of a sudden you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the so the app itself, I haven't gone through the whole story, but I went through the first chapter, and it's quite a neat experience. I would definitely recommend anyone that uses it stay indoors. You don't want to be wandering the streets, because you're basically carrying the image with you on
yeah.
your pad, and you can zoom in and zoom out and move around in three dimensions. It's quite an immersive experience.
It is, yeah. No, it's very unique. I think it situates you into the story in a different way than you
mm-hmm.
would just like reading a book or something like
yeah.
that.
You know, like I'm sort of, at one point I'm sort of looking to see what's going on with the building, and I pull it back a little bit, and all of a sudden there's this great big huge red Canadian flag
yeah.
flapping in my face. So it's really well done that way. Yeah. And there's lots of little details in it, like, you know, little things you just, you know, tap on a shiny thing and all of a sudden you've got a little kid's drawing of a dog. Or you've got someone's book or some other kind of artifact or something that shows up, photographs and all kinds of stuff like that. And it's quite a beautiful story too, because there's a love story going on in there.
Yeah,
as well.
There is a little bit of romance in there, which mm-hmm. is nice.
Yeah.
I like that it's very much, you know, it's not just like, all right, here's some history. It's very much a human story.
Yeah.
Kind of like looking into the lives of the people who might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so when it gets into the third chapter of the granddaughter's experience, sort of, like I said, I haven't gone that far yet. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what that experience is like.
Yeah. So in that chapter, she's looking through kind of a box of mementos. And at that point in the story, the interactive aspect is, you know, picking up the object and, you know, that it launches into a story about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it ends, you know, not to give any spoilers,
yeah.
but something that I thought was really impactful for me when I was going through the story with the final product is that she picks up this Japanese language primer and is reflecting on her family's relationship to Japanese culture and language. And saying, you know, my mother never learned Japanese, but maybe I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the big takeaway from the project is kind of being able to look back at this kind of history and going, okay, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
And how does this make me feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what can I take in this and move forward and grow with as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's a very fascinating piece. It's available for free. Today's the last day.
Yeah.
You can download it for free. So go out to the App Store, check out East of the Rockies, and download that. After that, I think it's only about $3 to download anyway. So it's pretty accessible. And also, go check out the Joy Kagawa Historic House, which is on 64th and Granville in Marpole. It's the house where she was born, where she grew up, and it's now a historic site. They have tours. It's quite an interesting place itself. And of course, check out all her writings, because she's still a fabulous writer.
Oh yeah,
yeah, great, and a great legacy has been passed down to you. So, and Knut, thank you very much for coming in and talking about this, and we'll hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. All right, let's find something else to play here. Tell you what, let's play this first, and then we'll be back with some more music. That one, right there.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you love has deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, we're back. The Pantoland Academy is coming this summer. It's produced by Theater Replacement, who are the folks that do the East Van Panto every year at Christmas time. And during the summer, they offer 2 5-day creative summer camps for kids ages 5 to 10. A total of 70 kids will be invited into the wacky and wonderful world of panto. They'll learn about the pantomime form, sing, dance, dress up, and create. Camps are led by a team of accredited teachers, members of the East Van Panto's creative team. And at the end of the camp, participants will get to perform on stage at the Kulch for friends and family. So it's for kids age 5 to 10. It takes place at the Kulch, which is at 1895 Venable Street, the Vancouver East Cultural Center, for those of you over the age of 40. There are two classes. One is July 2nd to the 6th, and the second is July 8th to the 12th. It goes from 9:30 a.m. till 3 o'clock, Tuesday through Saturday. And let's see. In addition to being at least 5 years old, campers must have completed kindergarten before attending the camp, and you can only attend one of the two sessions. You can't jam up for both of them, as much fun as that might be. Registration gets scooped up really fast, so you want to pay attention to this. First of all, it's $325 for child. So it's a 6-day intensive event, so it's definitely worth the money for that. And registration starts at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, April 10th. It's on a first come first served basis, with both weeks typically selling out within minutes of registration opening. So they won't accept any applications before 8 a.m. on Wednesday, April the 10th. So you got to get right there, get on board. It's like buying Paul Simon tickets or something, or Paul McCartney tickets, or somebody named Paul anyway. So if you want to find out more, you can go to theaterreplacement.org and contact Lily Robinson, who's the artistic producing intern at Theater Replacement, and she'll fill you in on all the details on the Pantoland Academy. Sounds like it could be fun. So this weekend, our pals Ardent Tribe are doing another gig at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. And we always like to say yes to Ardent Tribe.
Yeah.
There you go. So Arden Tribe going to be playing at the Backstage Lounge tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. So lots of fun going on there. ZZ Theater's got some stuff happening. The Polyqueer Love Ballad. That closed last week, so never mind about that. But this is coming up next month. It's a new play called Dead People's Things by Dave DeVoe. It features a friend of the show, Eileen Barrett, and Megan Chinofsky. It's about Phyllis, a millennial who inherits a house and all of its contents after her estranged hoarder aunt commits suicide. She then must work with neighbor Beatrice, a baby boomer who's been named executrix, and to try and make some sense of the life and death of the woman she barely knew through the things that she left behind. Based on true events, Dead People's Things, a heart-rending, haunting, that heart-rending haunting that examines loneliness and the strange contradiction between belongings and belonging. So that's Dead People's Things. That starts on April the 17th don't know where it's going to be, but we'll let you know. It starts next month anyway, so you got some time to check out that. All right, let's play some more music now. This is dumb. That's not what they are. It's who they are.
Better man, better believe it, or maybe leave it. Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your text, I wanna be like you. Ayo, other man, there's no weapon in my hand. Dead calls, strip malls. Ayo, other guy, feel the pride inside. I'm pretty with see-through, and I got old blue. I wanna be like you.
really good friend of the show, Brian Linz, is a local actor and sound designer, and he's taken his two skills and put them together into a site-specific theater piece that's happening at Presentation House in North Vancouver. It's called Reverberations. And it runs until Sunday afternoon. Yeah, two shows on Sunday, 1 and 4. There's a couple of shows tonight as well. It's written by Brian and performed by Brian as well as Nicola Lippmann, Victor Mariano, and Jan Wood. In this site-specific piece, audiences are divided into small groups to rove through 5 different performance areas. Based on the memories of writer and award-winning sound designer Brian Linz, multiple sound mediums are mixed with live performance to relay and replay key moments from Brian's life. His parents' love story, a childhood act of betrayal, his bar mitzvah, his mother's Alzheimer's diagnosis, and a moment of lucidity his mother experienced while in the late stages of the disease. Combining innovative sound technology with vintage systems, including a live mix of LPs, cassettes, reel-to-reel tape, 8-track, and digital recording, sounds like CITR, Reverberations creates a dynamic and immersive sensory experience of a life fully lived. Reverberations is happening now, Presentation House Theater in North Vancouver. You can get tickets and more information by going to Presentation House. What's the website there? PHTheatre.org. Look for Reverberations at Presentation House.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder just want to say...
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance, Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
A play that we talked about a few weeks ago is coming to a close this weekend. It's Changed Utterly, created and directed by Joan Brines. It's at the Jericho Arts Center. It's the story of... Constance, what's her last name? Markovitz, who was a woman who was one of the leaders of the Irish Rebellion in 1916, so 100 years ago, very strong, powerful, forceful woman who was born an aristocrat and married to a Polish count and then ended up fighting for the cause of the common people in her adopted country. So, well, I guess she was sort of born in Ireland, but you know what I mean. Changed Utterly has a few more performances that close tomorrow night at the Jericho Arts Center. You can find out more by checking out Vital Spark Theater or looking for their ticket window at brownpapertickets.com. One other thing we wanted to mention also is Ruby Slippers Theater in Vancouver is presenting a play called Marine Life by Rosa Laborde. And that's happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center. It opens this weekend and goes until next week. The story is about an environmental activist who falls in love with her opposite while her codependent brother spirals into chaotic self-destruction and does everything he can to push the lovers apart. It's a smart new play that asks about how our failings at human intimacy are inextricably linked to our failure to protect our planet, incorporating magic realism, humor, and live music. Marine Life, directed by Diane Brown and featuring Christine Quintana, Sebastian Archibald, and Alan Dominguez, is playing at the at the Fire Hall Arts Center on Cordova Street from now until March 23rd. Go to firehallartscenter.ca to find out more. So let's hear some music now. This is the jazz and classical music of Peggy Lee. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Starting off with the Slamming Door Collective, a couple of very good friends of the show, Genevieve Fleming and Tamara McCarthy, combining to produce The Sea by Edward Bond. This is a play that's going to be at the Jericho Arts Center in April and May. The auditions are this weekend, the 17th and 18th. They are looking specifically to cast two roles. One is Rose, female, age 25 to 35, who is one of two characters in the play not entirely swept up in the chaos that surrounds her. Mm-hmm. And the second character is Evans, 40-plus male, a Coast Guard described in the play as weathered, bearded, and drunken. I think I can do that. All of the roles have been cast, so if you're interested in one of those two, so you can submit your resume, headshot, and a brief note about why you would like to join the Slamming Door Collective to slammingdoorcollective@gmail.com. Peninsula Productions in White Rock doing another staged reading. This time it's Proof by David Auburn, directed by Kathy Wilmot. That is going to be happening in April. They're doing auditions tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, at their offices in White Rock. They're specifically looking for two women in mid to late 20s, one man in his 50s, and one man in his late 20s. You can send your headshot and resume to info@peninsulaproductions.org with Proof on the subject line. And if you want to talk to somebody, their number is 604-812-2409. A short film being shot here at UBC called Congratulations is looking for some actors. This is a short drama about a Canadian-born teenager who desires peer acceptance in a Western society despite the shame he feels for his ethnicity and his mother's inability to speak English. The auditions are happening tomorrow on campus. They will accept video auditions. The shoot is happening next week, the 23rd to 24th. They are casting for, three characters. Chris, teenage male. Chris's mother, a female in her 40s or 50s, and then a third character named Jessica, who is around the same age as Chris, looking for three or four, and they're also looking for some extras to play three or four pedestrians who ignore Chris's mom as she asks for help on the street. So if you're interested in being part of that, you can send your headshot, resume, demo reel, and any other relevant information to Congratulations Subsea Film. I don't like email addresses. It's congratulations, UBC film, all one word, at gmail.com. With the subject on the subject line, put your name and the character's name. In Chilliwack, Secondary Characters Musical Theater is doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's happening in July at the Chilliwack Cultural Center, and the auditions are tomorrow and Sunday at St. Thomas Church in Chilliwack. And all levels and experience are welcome. And if you want more information, you can go to their website, which is secondarycharacters.org. White Rock Players are doing Neil Simon's Laughter on the 23rd Floor, a fictional version of Neil Simon's experiences writing for Sid Caesar in the 1950s. This is going to be up in June. The auditions are the 17th and 18th at 1532 Johnson Road in White Rock, which is where the White Rock Theater is. I think it's the Coast Capital Playhouse. If you want to find out more, you can email them at boxoffice@whiterockplayers.ca. Vagabond Players are doing Norm Foster's The Melville Boys at the Burney Leg Theatre in New Westminster in June. Auditions are March 17th and 20th. Just show up on those dates and bring your resume and headshot with you. And if you want to find out more, their website is www.vagabondplayers.ca. Pacific Theatre is presenting The Cake by Becca Brunstetter. This is directed by Angela Conrad, who we spoke to a couple of weeks ago. This is going to be up in April and May, and the auditions are happening March 21st at Pacific Theater, which is at 12th and Hemlock in Vancouver. They are specifically looking for an African-American woman in her early 30s to play the part of Macy. If you want to submit, you can send your headshot, resume, and a short paragraph about yourself to Cara, C-A-R-A, at pacifictheater.org. And you can go to pacifictheater.org for more information about that play and about the whole Pacific Theater season. The Barbers Association of BC, those are the guys that cut your hair. They're looking for 5 males and 1 female model slash dancer to perform a piece of music for a hair show on April 8th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. It's called Show It Off. And to participate, you must be willing to let the barbers do your hair, but they promise to put you back to, quote, normal, unquote, after the show, if you wish. There's no audition. All they need is a current photo, and it could just be a selfie as long as it's got you and your hair in it. And all levels are welcome. So if you've got a good idea of some hip-hop, bring a little bit of humor to the performance. That would certainly help you along the way. Sending them an email, giving them your background in dance. And if you have any other links to past work, you can send it to Carrie Constable. And Carrie's address is Carrie, K-E-R-R-Y, at londonschool.ca. Jericho Arts Center still accepting applications for performances. If you have a theater company that wants to mount a major production of 6 performances or more at the Jericho Arts Center, you can submit your initial application. Deadline for that is March 24th, so there's about a week and a half left to get in on that. And if you want to find out more details, you can check out their website, which is jerichoartcenter.com. Basically, what happens is you send in your initial application. It'll be adjudicated, and then those that are selected for final selection will be invited to do a more detailed application. If you don't want to do, if you have a shorter production, this is 5 performances or less, you can submit at any time, and they will be selected after the major events have been programmed. Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance is holding their annual Unified General Auditions April 2nd and 3rd. And this is an annual event where lots of local theater companies combine to audition everybody all at once. So you'll be seen by casting directors throughout the Vancouver region, as well as some from Vancouver Island and up into the interior. So find out more. Go to their website, which is gvpta.ca, and look for Unified General Audition. For the kiddies, it's Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. This is for young performers between ages of 9 and 19. I apologize for classifying you as kiddies. That wasn't fair. This is a summer event that happens at the Rothstein Theater at 41st and Oak. It's been going on for a quarter of a century now. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance has attracted hundreds of enthusiastic and talented participants, many of whom have gone on to successful careers in the performing arts. I've had the opportunity of working with a few graduates of Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance at shows Wonderful, It's a Wonderful Life, what we just did at the Gateway, plus I've done shows at Theater Under the Stars and some of the other musical theater companies working with people from Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. So it's a highly regarded and very professional atmosphere. You'll learn a lot, and you'll have a lot of fun, too. It happens in 2 sessions. The first one is in July. The second one is in August, so you can pick which one you want to do. It costs $750 if you're a member of, I guess it's of the Jewish Community Center. It doesn't say what you're a member of. But anyway, go to gottasinggottadance.ca to find out more details on it. Deadline for application is April 1st. Geekenders, our favorite burlesque nerds, are doing Alice in Glitterland, which is happening at the Wise Hall in September. They're holding auditions at the end of the month, March 29th and 30th at Renegade Studios. They're looking for professional-level dancers and movers who act. There are 2 non-dance roles for extremely strong improvisers. So if you've got some improv skills, you can definitely try out for that as well. They welcome submissions from performers working at a professional level with disabilities or mobility limitations. This is a brand new work, so the choreography will be designed to emphasize the abilities and strengths of the cast. So you bring what you've got, and they'll build it around you. Casting is gender and sexuality blind. And that's regardless of whatever the characters, however the characters were originally written. The exception of that is the Mad Hatter. That story is gender specific, but everybody else is up for grabs. Full character descriptions are on their Facebook page, so just go to Facebook and type in Alice in Glitterland, and you'll find out all the details on that. If you want to submit, go to you can email your headshot and resume to geekenders@gmail.com, and make sure that you let them know you're interested, and then come out on audition on March 29th and 30th. And one final one, this is the Stage 43 Society in the Theatrical Society in Coquitlam. They're doing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That is happening in May at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam. And they are looking for one cast member for the role of Aid Williams, who is an intimidating, oppressive bully. Average to large build, average height, a flexible age range, diversity is welcome and encouraged. So if you think you're up for playing the role of Aid in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, contact them at stage43theater@yahoo.ca. And that's it. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or vancouverpubliclibrary@vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have... Where am I? I've been doing this thing for 5 years. I still need the script. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, or you can like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments in the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes and Apple Music. Stick around. Audrey's wandering in right now with Too Dreamy, followed at 2 o'clock by Beppe Crespin Presents, and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And Dave Radio will be off next week because I'm doing another show at PAL, doing a Mystery at Green Acres with the Western Gold. But I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.